Astro Ninja.
Fucking turn it on, you goddamn asshole. It is on. I'm playing a fucking song. Fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. I'm out of here. Love the rush. I love you.
Stand up, motherfucker. Take your head
stand
off.
Up. Take your head stand off.
Up. Yeah, stand up. Everyone stand up.
It's my goddamn sickle.
It's in my hammer. I can't hear a word.
Why the fuck are we standing?
Show respect for Mother Russia.
FBIL Radio.
Endorses communism.
Episode 35. All Hallows Eve.
Pre-All Hallows Eve.
2006. I'm fucking Frank White. Big City, Miles Factor.
Broadcasting to you live from the Soviet Socialist Republic of Kanukistan.
Hey, we're not in Canada.
Kanukistan. Right next to Turkmenistan.
This music brought to you by Metatron.
Metatron, you gave it to.
Sent us this MP3 and
you
email.
You English bastard, yeah.
Along with a couple other people. If you'd like to hear any music on the show.
You tattooed freak install man.
Send it to us and we'll add it to the rotation.
It's very possible that you will hear this song yet again.
Yeah, this is a cult classic. This is definitely a cult classic, guys.
Well, this is going to be... It's great because it's just in the random rotation.
Right, so...
So we
could
be in the middle of the show and just fucking... This will come up
and stand up again.
It's
enter take off our headphones and everything.
USSR.
Yes.
Probably could turn into a fun drinking game. If I knew what they were.
Asshole.
So, Big City, you got a couple, you're the official representative of Seth of Monrovia, is that correct?
Right.
That is correct.
So you have power of attorney over him and everything.
That is the correct assumption that you stated.
So he sent us a couple emails, so why don't you read them?
This was sent on the 23rd of October, 2006, at 5:24 p.m. Actually,
just read the fucking email.
Okay, yes.
Read it.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you could do a hardware hack to convert USB 1.1 to USB 2.0.
No.
Is this possible at all? You gotta really for the fucking question, man.
No.
If so, could you please point me in the right direction? That's left. Because so far, I have not been able to find anything. Please!
Next email.
That was called Converting USB. This one is called Wi-Fi. 26th of October, 3 days later. Hey, I've got another question. 3 days later. So I'm using an AP...
Wow, that's crazy.
An AP kindly...
Hold on.
What?
This is the other song that Metatron sent us, but it randomly picked it up.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Whatever, it probably started or something. It's your favorite.
Dude, it's just a coincidence.
No. Yeah, I know.
Why you gotta make a big deal out of it?
Because I just wanted to interrupt him, like I always do when he's talking.
Is this some sort of Halloween special thing you want to interrupt me?
Just go ahead and...
You like that? Yeah. You like that, huh,
I fucking like it.
You really like fucking interrupting me. Yeah, I bet you do.
Come on. Read that email.
Continue reading it.
I've got another question. So I'm using an app kindly provided by my security ignorant neighbor. I was wondering if there was any way I could use an adapter or something like that to get it into the Ethernet. I don't want to connect through my box and then run an Ethernet cable out of that. So yeah, if you could help, that'd be great. Also, Mr. White, how was your work on Astro Speed? You bought the O'Reilly book and very at the very beginning, and I was wondering if you had gotten anywhere with it, because I'm interested in it. Also, anything on Trixbox? Metatron, do you have any experience with either product? Why don't you just send him an email if you're going to ask him questions? Thanks.
Metatron at fbillradio.com.
Oh, he did send it to Metatron at fuckbillradio.com.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Trixbox is, and,
Cereal.
I, was too fucking lazy to look it up.
Dude, he said he stuck a wire in his box and then pulled it out.
As far as Asterisk, I have not had time to play with it. It's on my winter to-do list.
Is that what they call that, or hysterectomy?
And as far as, like, getting Ethernet from a wireless access point, Ethernet is a physical technology where, like, IP is a technology-based technology, and I can't think of the proper terms, but Ethernet is the actual physical Cat5 cables and RJ45 and everything like that. So I don't know what you mean when you say that you want to plug Ethernet from your box into your neighbor's access point. That would require you running a cable from your computer to their access point.
And hopefully he's cool with you doing that, man.
Actually, no, because Ethernet can only be run 100 feet before it runs out of power, though.
Well, that's what repeaters are made for. Yeah.
So we gotta get something else in there, little buddy.
And
get a new box. Get a second one.
I mean, it's from where we sit right now, we could run 100 feet to your neighbor's house, no problem. It's not that far away.
Dude, that's because you live in a... This is because we're in a tenement project building right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if, So I don't really know what you mean by that. So if you want to clarify it and resend it, that would be cool.
Dude, what is this song Metatron says? This is gay.
Dude, it's the fucking Clash. The Clash fucking kick ass.
I feel like I'm at a beach party.
Just feel
an anarchist beach party.
All right, so do you want the good email or the bad email?
The bad email.
Okay, fuck it.
We got the single greatest piece of hate mail in FL history today. It is from Frederick Savage. Should we read the email address? No?
No.
Isn't this like a modern trendy song?
In Israel.
Oh man, you're bopping your head.
And the email goes like this. As a Scientologist, I have to say, fuck off to you, Mr. White, and your geriatric cohorts you call co-hosts. I have listened to a great many news shows, and I must say, Faggot Bill Radio is neither informative nor interesting. I want a refund for the last hour and a half of my life listening to your deranged form of unentertaining media. Mr. White, you sicken me like a giraffe giving birth. As you speak, I envision a stillborn giraffe wrapped in an embryonic sac coming out of your mouth. It's hard to imagine people would hang out with you, but then we have Dallas Factor and Big City. This is where you guys get included. Oh my god.
Stop talking, please, the room's filling up.
These two sub-evolved primates are probably... Is that a play on you being black? I mean, did he just call you a fucking porch monkey right there?
The size of my lips, dude.
I mean, if he called you a porch monkey, I mean, he's from Israel. What can we call him?
A Jew?
Anyway.
Probably to start.
Yeah.
Two sub-evolved primates are probably sitting with you because they don't know any better. Perhaps you keep them there by get with bananas. You are not a news show. Or, wait, I'm sorry. The sentence says, you not a news show. You're not a tech show. You're not even a show. You're not even three dogs sitting in a circle playing cards. Where the fuck did that come from?
Is that from the advanced technology circle of... Scientology,
that would
or whatever.
Be a compliment.
It's got something to do with red hats.
That would be a compliment for the miscreants you are.
Miscreants.
You should all be made into glue. I would choke you with a phone cord, but all my phones are wireless. Go fuck an Ethernet port and a Starbucks. Fuck your mother, Fred.
Do they have Starbucks in Israel?
Send instant messages to your online friends. http://uk.messenger.yahoo.com.
Thanks for the plug. You know, that was... I give 10 hate points for creativity to Frederick Savage.
From Israel.
From Israel.
Which is great. We got listeners in Israel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do we have any Israeli music?
Israelis aren't talented enough to come up with music.
You know, Scientologists have got to be the most...
The vultures are already circling the infidel's fallen monument.
The most hateful dudes...
This guy...
I've ever fucking...
Obviously got ticked off because of our discussion about Scientology last week.
Did we have a discussion about Scientology two weeks ago? I can't even remember, man.
He said an hour and a half of my life, which the last time we did an hour and a half show was 2 weeks ago.
Right. I don't remember talking about Scientology then. What did we say?
Well, we probably pass in joking that Scientologists are, you know, complete fucking morons. So,
They're just hateful, man. They're just racist people.
Normally, this type of email...
They don't take meds.
While funny...
They don't take lithium.
Or Prozac.
Or anything.
Or Lipitor.
I mean, it would normally kind of hurt my... Jesus, shut the fuck up, both of you.
Viagra.
Listen, you're two semi-evolved primates. You're out of control. You need to take control of the situation.
So let me just... This guy, Frederick Savage... Wasn't it Fred Savage? Wasn't he some homo from the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that kid on that show with the nerdy kid.
Yeah. Was he Israeli?
I don't know. And we don't even know if the dude's Israeli.
So.
This harder.
He says, as a Scientologist. Which right there just tells me you're the fucking primate out of everybody around here. So you believe. Let's just recap a little bit of what Scientologists believe. Their ultimate god is...
Xenu.
Who is Xenu? The alien ruler of the Galactic Confederacy, who 75 million years ago brought billions of aliens to Earth in a fucking McDonnell Douglas DC-8-like aircraft without propellers, because they're in space. And the founder of the religion, L. Ron Hubbard, in his scientific writings, science fiction, I should say, not scientific, science fiction writings, actually had enough thought to think that, hey, maybe, even though it's a McDonnell Douglas DC-8 aircraft,
it
probably wouldn't need propellers in space. But it ran off of jet engines, which require air, which there is none in space, to combust with the fuel, to make the plane go... in the fucking space.
Yeah.
These events are known as Incident 2, and they're associated with them as the Wall of Fire and the R6 implant.
What?
Yeah. Scientologists believe in extraterrestrial civilizations and alien interventions and earthly events collectively described as space opera.
Okay. I don't have any sound effect I could do to mock that, man. Space opera.
It's just the most unbelievable, ludicrous...
Turn your song down for a sec. I didn't press the button to play this. It just came on its own. Serious. Okay, that's that. The ghost stopped.
So, anyway.
Go back to the music! It's weird having it quiet.
I can't. This is dead air.
Dead space. Malice Factor, would you like a grapefruit?
No.
Okay, go fish.
The semi-evolved primate, remember?
So you eat the rind then.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I can't believe anybody that's a fucking Scientologist would send us a letter like this.
You know,
it's awesome.
Thanks.
In fact, if you listen to the show even, send us hate mail, but then at the end just say, like, keep up the good work.
We'll have more on discussion of Scientologists in the coming 2 weeks. Actually, always, because they're pretty much fun to make fun of. Because how could you be so stupid as to join a fucking religion that really isn't a religion, based off a science fucking fiction writer's books, where they do nothing but collect money and pretend to swipe your fucking thetan level with a goddamn bullshit e-meter that looks like a piece of shit aftermarket Neo Geo controller. And yet you go there every week and you pray to these fucking alien goddamn gods that fly around in DC-8 fucking aircrafts, alright? That explode in fucking volcanoes and fucking afterlife this and all this stuff, and you just throw all your money at a fucking place that doesn't tell you anything until you give them money. And then when you achieve the highest levels, which the only rich of the rich of the rich can fucking achieve, like goddamn Tom Cruise, do you actually become fucking saved? So fuck you. On that note, we got another email from Keith Clausen. Keith writes,
you can't give the last name of these poor saps.
I'm sorry. We'll just call him K-Mac then.
That's better.
K-Mac. I just wanted to tell you guys, the show kicks ass with the soundtrack. You guys rock. It makes the day go by easier listening to the show while I'm at work. What's total bullshit about the CD DRM is when you have a Mac, yes, a product from the kings of DRM, iTunes and QuickTime fucking owns a DRM on the Velvet Revolver album. Why? I have no idea. I used iTunes 4.5 and imported the entire album with no trouble. I've included what I think is one of the best tracks. Anyway, keep up the show. Glad there's a podcast like yours that actually has useful content, not censored and watered down by some PR fucktard. Keith.
Crazy hacker.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
And
we have good content?
Apparently. And he likes the music in the background. So that he sent us an MP3 too that got added to the mix.
Are and you gonna play it?
No, it's just gonna go random. When it shows up, it shows up.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I thought you said you'd play them as we got them.
No.
Like a silent tribute.
It's too much work. I just got it on like
K-Mac.
K-Mac. I just got it on random.
K-Mac dog.
So when K-Mac listens and that Velvet Revolver
and F Savage
comes up, he knows that's the one that he sent us.
Right. Like 6 years from now.
What if they send you a song that we already have? Like, what's gonna happen then?
We'll just tell him we didn't have it to make him feel good.
Okay, so you're going to lie to the listeners.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like what DJs do at weddings.
They do that?
Yeah, man. If the bride and the groom don't want them to play a particular song, but someone comes up and requests it, they're just like, we don't have that.
Like the chicken dance?
Yeah, exactly like the chicken dance.
Do we have the chicken dance?
We do not.
If somebody sent that to us, would we add that to the rotation?
We would say we did, but not.
Sony admits to buying Grey Goods.
Senior
staff bought PlayStation Portable handheld consoles from a legal source for investigatory purposes.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. Assholes.
Latest revelation in the import-export firm Lixsan. Ceased trading on Monday following legal action from Sony.
Are you praying to Xenu, man?
I was just bummed out, and I didn't want to say God or Jesus, so I said Xenu.
So, Lixsan is shut down, huh?
Yeah, it got shut down because Sony went into every European country in the European Union and sued them. In every country.
Oh my God.
So there was no way they could pay the legal costs.
Yeah. It's not like one lawsuit or something. It's just
so
every country.
What Lixsan did was they released
like 20-something countries.
The names of excuse me. They released the names of Sony senior execs that bought their shit from the website, which is what that article is about.
Yeah.
And basically breaking their own privacy agreement, but hey, who cares?
Sony's declared war on the European Union.
It sucks. Lixsan was a great store to buy.
Yeah, I think I ordered like 3 things from them total. I ordered those screwdrivers to open up Nintendo shit.
I found those yesterday.
I found one of mine yesterday as well. Coincidence? I think not.
And what else did we get from there?
I bought a component cable for GameCube from there.
So there goes Lixsan. You know any places like it?
Yeah, but the link doesn't come the mind. Yeah. I don't remember.
Mr. White, do you have anything else to say on that subject?
No.
Do you?
Nah. So let's keep going forward with life.
And coming up next, we
have no more Red Bull for you.
Another story, Mr. White.
No more Red Bull for you.
Yeah, man. Jesus. You're just crazy.
No, you ever listen to Mitch Hedberg?
No.
And he had how he was talking about he took attention deficit disorder pills even though he didn't have it. And so he was like, so now somebody would end the story and I'd just be like, oh, come on, man, that's it. There's gotta be more than that.
That way right now.
Yeah, that
dude,
just told
fuck
you,
Mitch Hedberg, dude. He ain't that funny.
Dude, that guy's hysterical. I don't
he's
know
not
how
that
you're
funny,
that.
Dude.
You're on crack.
I mean, he's funny, but people are walking around like he's a comic god. He's not that funny.
So he's like the Andrew Dice Clay of the mid 2000s.
No, because he wasn't lewd or nothing.
No, this guy gets on stage completely stoned out of his gourd.
Why is that funny? I have plenty of fucking.
And he's
friends.
Just like,
I like that all
his
the
whole delivery.
Time.
He's like, I wanted. I don't have ADD, but I took attention deficit disorder pills. So I was listening to the story, and it was done, and I was like, man, I want more story. Yeah.
Dude, it's like reading the Far Side calendar. Like, you know, you just like open it, it's like a three-line joke, and then it's like you go to the next one, and you're like...
That yeah. Doesn't make any sense at all. Are we listening to Courtney Love?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
That or else this is Goldust's fucking theme song, and he's gonna come through the door in a minute and smash the table.
Did you know that Courtney Love's dead husband is the richest dead guy?
Yeah, I saw that. It's because Kurt Cobain's cool again.
Yep.
Dude, what was Goldust's real name, like when he stopped being Goldust?
Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes.
Which is probably not his real name either.
Right,
but that's what he's known as when he's not wearing
right.
makeup.
That's right, big gold leotard. I gotta get one of those for Halloween.
That was really disturbing.
Dude, so keep going, man.
Right, speaking of Sony.
I can't take the pressure. Suspense is
PS3
killing me.
PS3 pushes stories. Sony Computer Entertainment $1.7 billion into red. Thank God they didn't buy YouTube, eh?
Yeah, so Peter Jackson's making a movie.
Connecticut police seek Robert Skies as George W. Bush.
Awesome.
Police in Connecticut are searching for a robber disguised as President Bush. Charles Gardner told police he was on the front of the steps of his home Wednesday when the robber, sporting a rubber Bush Halloween mask and a bad Southern accent, put a gun to his temple and demanded cash. Gardner said he had just been to the bank to cash his $1,000 Social Security pension check when he was robbed.
Damn, that's a fucking big Social Security check.
The robber made off with the cash and fled in an older model white car.
Speaking of George Bush, Nazi film found in English church.
What?
A film made by Nazi officers showing them laughing and joking on enjoying coffee and cake with female companions has been found in the storeroom of a church in rural Devon.
What's that have to do with George Bush? Did George Bush watch it? Did he buy it off eBay?
Are seen relaxing while troops make prisoners work.
That's what you're supposed to do when you won, you make the prisoners do the work.
That's
you don't
right.
do shit. No, you're the winner. That's the spoils of wars. You have slaves.
10-minute right. black and white film was stored in the Baptist church
go
for 20 years. Believed to be part of a collection of films left to the church by local worshiper Reg Winton, who died in the 80s.
Hey!
Winton ran a foundry and transport firm after the Second War and employed several former German prisoners of war. It's on 16mm.
Does that mean it sucks?
So, speaking of Nazis, George Bush's death applauded in new movie. The assassination of U.S. President George Bush has been warmly received by movie audiences. The British TV movie Death of a President, a fictionalized account of the killing of George W. Bush, has received critical and viewer acclaim. It was the popular attraction last month's Toronto International Film Festival. Audience applause at the end and several more times during a question and answer session with filmmakers. I really liked it. It seemed very real. It's hard to believe people were acting. I found myself mesmerized. I like to see that movie.
Hey, dude, if you're a Scientologist, what do you happens to you when you die in your bed?
Huh?
Do you go to, like, a Scientological hell?
Yeah. You get to go on a space ride in a DCA with a bunch of cool alien dudes.
Like, into the sun or something? Because you're bad. I remember, I'm not saying, like, you're good, but I'm saying you're bad.
Well, is there any morality in Scientology?
That's a
good
question.
An ultimate sense of good and evil, or is it just,
like what
a...
if you sin? Or...
No, I think Scientologists are right no matter what.
What if you take drugs, though, as a Scientologist? That's bad. Like, you make noise during
labor. Yeah, is cheating on your wife bad, like Tom Cruise does on Katie Holmes?
With men?
With Nicole Kidman?
And other men?
Aren't all Scientologists gay? Or is that just a rumor?
They're gay with other men.
As opposed to gay with goats?
Shut. Yeah, goat-y. Male goats. Male gay goats.
Hey, anybody else download Firefox 2?
No.
I did.
How you like it?
I like it.
I like it a lot, too. I like what they did with the tabs. That's the only reason why anyone would use that browser. Conversely, I also downloaded IE7.
I have not done that yet.
It's such a piece of shit. I mean, check it out. Here it is right here in flesh.
Oh. Can I see?
No.
Fuck you then.
So there's... Of course there's tabs.
See, can click on this one, it brings up a new
Metal
one.
Oh,
they moved like all the shit like over here.
Oh, it searches live?
Yeah,
it
searches live.
Oh my god, it looks like unbelievable.
Shut up, you fuck.
They got your favorites and, you know, but there's no like file open. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's the home button. What, well, RSS feeds?
Ooh, they
print.
Got a back button.
Sweet. Sweet.
Wow, get, refresh. Yeah. Man, very nice.
Actually, I don't see a refresh.
F5.
Refresh is right there.
Oh, yeah. Totally innovative moving it to the other side of the address
bar. Yeah, so this is the magical IE7 browser. Version whatever.
Press any key to continue.
Does it have complete compliance with CSS 1?
Yes.
2?
I guess. It has something called font smoothing.
Oh, really?
And you can... I wish I could turn it off because I turned it on the big monitor over there and, like, I'm going blind reading text on it because it just makes everything look like ass.
You need to have a video card with Pixel Shader 2.0 to run that thing on that.
DirectX 9.
DirectX 9.9.
DirectX 9, the show Times New Roman.
Right, so,
what? M. The letter M. Times New Roman. I thought you said Roman numeral for a minute. There's those like M.
Get 90 frames per second and displaying the letter A.
God, that's the best looking letter A I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Look at how it's rendered so realistically.
It looks just like a regular letter.
Just wait. Just wait. It's a lowercase q.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's hot.
Remember when Fred Durst was popular?
Yeah, I do.
Fred Durst was like the K-Fed of the 90s.
K-Fed.
K-Savage. F-Savage. K-Mac. Jack.
That's actually a good song.
Which song?
This song.
I thought you just meant K-Fed.
This shit's funny.
I hope so.
Fuck you.
Owned.
school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents that say it was too realistic and frightened students. Police in Western Michigan community of Wyoming. How does that make any sense?
Western Michigan, Wyoming?
Yeah.
It's tri-state.
It's Wyoming, Michigan. That's fucked. If you live, the town is Wyoming.
We're having a
That's
drill.
Like Miami, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Police entered two classrooms in Lee Middle School and High School on Thursday and announced there was a threat to the school. Unaware that the police were conducting a drill, were taken from the classroom to the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in pockets.
Oh,
in
man.
In full
they were
riot gear with fucking guns.
Fucking pervs.
They fucking searched every student.
They probably had blanks in
those
guns.
Drill.
Don't worry, guys.
You think there was live ammo in that shit?
Hollow points, dude.
Cop killers?
Fuck yeah,
fucking
motherfucker.
Kid killers. Some of the kids were so scared they wet their pants.
Sweet.
That's awesome. What are they, patting out kindergartners?
Dude, they're fucked for the rest of their school careers. Yeah. Like, remember that time when Jimmy pissed his pants when the SWAT dude patted him down? He's
fucking
such a pussy.
Here's
your
answer.
This kid that shit his pants once.
Officers wore protective gear, including vests and helmets, and carried rifles that were unloaded and marked with colored tape to indicate that they were not live weapons. Dude, how do you get the fucking right to just march in someplace and fucking search people? Of course, kids aren't gonna fucking. No one's gonna stop you.
This is Michigan? Wyoming, Michigan?
Yeah.
Michigan's like a former Confederate state, right?
I think it's actually part of the USSR at one time.
Yeah. Soviet Socialist
Republic.
Dude,
I thought it was part of Mexico. It split off with Texas.
Yes, it did. It did twice, I believe, before it got the other half.
Isn't that what the Alamo was about? It's Michigan.
Battle of Gettysburg.
Son of a Michigan and Lake Superior going on. I don't remember what, but Canada was involved.
British, the most spied on people in the Western world.
Sweet. Yeah, they got cameras everywhere.
That's
now,
a shout out to Metatron.
Metatron.
Doesn't that seem weird to you? British, the most spied on people in the Western world? Aren't they part of the Eastern world?
They're part of the Western world, man.
Maybe the screw is written
Western.
In China.
It's because they're not Chinese?
Yes. Yeah. They're not Russian. They're not Israeli. They're not Scientologists.
This is Western thinking, dude.
They're not Israeli Scientologists.
We're not the West. Get off your fucking right? high horse.
Ah.
U.S. is not the key. France. That's where fucking bitches are at.
This show shouldn't be played. I mean, song.
This show shouldn't be played ever, either.
Next.
You shut up over there.
So, I mean, is it any surprise to anyone that they're the most spied on people in the Western world?
Well, you know, I've talked to this retired cop from Northern Ireland, and he said in the last 15 years, 4 cameras have popped up everywhere than you could possibly imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like doing
the report compiled by surveillance experts and academics points out that typical Briton will be caught on camera up to 300 times a day. Britain now uses
cameras on light
4.2 meter public CCTV cameras, one for every 14 people in the country. That's a fucking lot.
Dude, they have a camera like on every corner in that country.
Growing use of automatic number plate recognition to track people's journeys and long-term retention of logs detailing websites people visit at home.
Metatron, they're coming for you. They're coming to get you.
And I think you sent this to me, Big City. Kiwi scientist makes DNA computer breakthrough.
Oh yeah, I read that story.
Albany scientist discovered developed a computer chip made from DNA molecules, building blocks of life to store and execute computer programs within the body. Physicist Graham Brown has succeeded with major companies who have pulled millions of machines on that breakthrough. The DNA tablet can be swallowed and inserted into the body and used to track down the genetic defects in some illnesses. Unlike conventional silicone chips, does not rely on conventional binary code, using a much more powerful alphanumeric code.
Read it with passion right now.
A DNA molecule contains up to 100 billion instructions for building a human body, vastly more powerful than any motherfucking Radio Shack Commodore 64. not make any sense at all.
No, you didn't even try for that one.
Nice. I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling it.
God, I can't stop saluting.
Associated Press seeks action on detained photographer. U.S. military's indefinite detention of an Associated Press photographer in Iraq without charges and outrage. And you've seen Bloodfoot Joe McGree, blah, blah, blah. They locked this guy up. They stuck Mickey Mouse toys in his cornhole. And basically they're holding him without charges and anything like that. That sucks a lot.
Well, I just wanted to see what would happen if I did
you
that.
You totally... Did you hear how to get all quiet?
That was pretty nice. That's the tech at work, huh? You gotta be proud.
What?
The long-awaited expansion to World of Warcraft is on delay.
Yes, Burning Crusade. By the way, if you want to get a collector's edition of Burning Crusade because you're fucking douche enough to... spend money on that shit.
Maybe you should come to the jungle.
Yeah, you're fucked, basically. They're all sold out.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, they sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Faster than weed?
Probably PS3 combined, because people are... You know, even more absurd are the fucking trading cards for WoW.
That's gay.
Like, dude, let me pull this shit up on eBay right
They're
now.
Selling out?
Dude, I'm talking like thousands of dollars.
Really?
The more this goes on, I just want to play. I want to play WoW, but I don't.
I'm gonna punch you in the face the next time.
I kind of want to play EverQuest,
but I've got a Mac, so I can never play games.
Yeah, you can't do anything that's fun on a computer.
Dude, you have to watch that South Park episode.
Next week, dude. Next week, I'll be back to my normal schedule.
Shut up. Fucking suck, man. You should have just came over tonight. I'm like,
yeah, it's gonna be released at the end of January.
My drink.
Because Blizzard is. I was so amazed that Blizzard delayed a product like that. I mean, it's so unlike that company.
Usually, they rush everything to fucking market. It. While it's so full of bugs, it's not even funny. Remember Diablo 2?
Are you talking about Warcraft 3?
Yeah, World of Warcraft expansion.
No. You said rush to market.
Yeah, like everything they've ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, I know.
Diablo 2, you said.
Yeah.
Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
Buggy games.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you fucking listen to me sometimes?
Why don't you fucking listen to me?
Because why you talking to the microphone? Talking, that's why. You keep talking, because I'd like to look you in the eye as I insult you.
Here we go. Shame on Blizzard, the card game trinket fiasco. I, like many people that purchased the World of Warcraft collectible card game, have no interest in playing the game. What we are after is the brilliant in-game promotional items stuffed into random packages.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Much like Wonka bars, I tore into each packet expected of a gold ticket. In this case, a turtle mount, tabard, or in-game pet.
That's
when I didn't win,
there
was always the consolation prize. Each pack of cards comes with a special UDE points card worth 100 points. Stock up on enough points, we are told, and we can trade them for an in-game item such as special fireworks trinkets or a trinket that turns you into an orc. When the UDE point system finally went live, well after the cards had been released, many of us logged in to see how many points it would take to get a trinket. I would imagine most of the people that logged in felt the same fury that I felt.
Rage.
A pack of cards containing 100 points sells for $5, while an entire box containing 24 packs or 2,400 points costs around 100. UDE lists the in-game fireworks trinket at 20,000 points, and ogre trinket at a whopping 50,000 points. The Talbord, which sells for a reasonable 2,500 points, actually requires an account points worth 25,000, placing it in the same price bracket as the other trinkets. This means that in order to get these trinkets, one would have to purchase 9 boxes of cards for fireworks.
Azeroth, bitch.
21 boxes of cards for the ogre.
Fucking BlackRock, man.
What does this mean? Want a fireworks trinket? Sure, it's only going to cost you 900 bucks.
Fuck you, I'm going to get a Hanzo blade.
Want an ogre trinket?
Dude, I totally buy packets for a Hanzo blade.
No problem. It's going to cost you $2,100. Bear in mind, these items are purely show-off purposes and give no in-game advantage to players.
Fuck no, that's why it's a consolation prize, bitch complainer. It was a good
prize.
That
is gay, though. $900 to get fucking some fireworks.
Dude, Blizzard fucking hit the head on that one with the nail.
Okay, now this happy that's person
they
suggests...
fucking hit something on that.
Dude, Wonka bars. I want to go to Ticket Daddy.
So, Blizzard is an evil company.
I just fucked. Oh, I want a golden ticket.
Trying to steal money from people. Is that what they're trying to say?
I'll give you $10,000 to the first man who finds a big Wonka bar. You find me a turtle covered in a fucking Wonka bar package, I'll fucking go crazy, man. I'll give you 10 pence.
Daddy.
Daddy, I want 5 fucking pieces.
Oh man.
Daddy. I want a handsome blade, Daddy. Daddy, I want an OQBE. I want a Negro, Daddy.
Something must be funny and I'm like, get it. If those of you listening have lost, like, at some point,
what
like...
Chinese boy did it?
Right.
I can't breathe! I'm dying, Jim! Daddy, I'm dying!
I'm as amazed as you are. I really... You know, words can't describe. If you're listening to this, you know, imagine sitting here watching this...
You could have a Red Bull mouse factor. You could have joined the fun.
Yeah, apparently.
Daddy, it gives you wings!
Next time you're having a Red Bull, too.
Oh, my back hurts.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to succumb to peer pressure. I'm sorry.
I had a sugar-free one. It won't hurt your figure.
You know, not only did I not, like, literally understand what you were saying, but like, I couldn't tell if you were doing it and this guy was doing it, so it was weird.
We're
I'm trying to read
it.
The story, so I'm trying to figure out, like, not, I'm trying to figure out who's saying what and why it related to what I was talking about.
So in Fern Park, Florida, a 15-year-old boy was arrested on Sunday when deputies stopped him driving a stolen bus along public transit routes, picking up passengers and collecting fares.
That's awesome. That's a good business model.
The teen told the deputy, "I drove that bus better than most of the Lynx drivers could. There isn't a scratch on it. I know how to start it, drive it, lower it, and raise it."
Sweet.
That kid's good. You should get a job.
Yeah, seriously.
Passengers and deputies noted that Davis drove the bus at normal speeds and made all appropriate stops on the route.
He couldn't wait to begin his career as a bus driver.
He just wanted some cash, man.
Yeah, seriously.
I just wonder, did he drive it? Did he steal it from the, or did he, like, get on the bus and rip the guy out and was like, "No, I'm doing the bus route. Fuck off.
I'm going to show you a thing or two."
Yeah. Drove away at, like, 3 miles an hour.
Hang on, I can't run away. I got to get the hydraulics set.
Now, earlier you were talking about the story, and I made reference to another funny story, but I'm not going to, because it wouldn't be funny if it was told twice.
It probably wouldn't be.
I forgot what you said.
I can't remember either.
How about
Did
this?
Did you guys really forget what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Serb man left a 6-foot snake inside his car because he couldn't afford an alarm. Has been arrested after an escape. Rattlevan... Darkic or something.
What?
A pet shop owner from Belgrade left a snake in his E-Class Mercedes every evening to make sure no one would steal it.
Dude, what does he do when he gets into it?
I don't know.
He
dude.
Pulls out his little flute and he starts playing a tune.
I hate snakes, stuck.
Oh, is that not like fucking...
Indiana Jones reference?
I like Indiana Jones. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Harrison Ford thinks he can be Indiana Jones again 30 years after the movie came
out. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I hope it's good, man, because it
really
is.
It's not going to be good.
It'll be good.
I hope it's not.
Has he ever been in a bad movie?
Yeah, plenty.
Name three.
Let's see. Patriot Games.
All right, maybe.
There was that weird one where that chick was dead in the water.
All right, I'll give you that. That sucked.
And
when Michelle Pfeiffer was smoking.
I never thought Michelle Pfeiffer was hot.
She was
the new one.
That.
What is that? Where he's a computer guy? Firewall or something?
Oh, yeah, Firewall.
That was fucking gayness.
All right, so Patriot Games counts as half of a bad movie.
The Widowmaker, K-19 Wheelmaker. That was also a bad movie.
Is that about a broom, a horse, or a race car?
And there was that other one where, what was that? Regarding Henry. That was definitely a bad movie.
Oh, I don't even remember that one.
All right, so somebody's followed his career a little too closely.
And let's see what else. There was some like weird movie he played in where he was like this PR guy or something. Yeah.
I don't know then. Alright, so maybe I was wrong.
So, I don't know. He played in like 5 good movies. And the rest were bad.
6 at least.
FBI raids the home of boarding pass creator. Law enforcement shut down Friday Northwest Airlines boarding pass generator. A website created by Christopher Sagholian, an Indiana University graduate student.
Also a frequent contributor to rentacoder.com.
to underscore the security problems with such passes. FBI first visited his house on Friday and asked him to remove the site, but when he got online, he found the generator had already been taken down.
Damn.
He said on his blog. The FBI returned on Saturday morning and raided his home.
Dude, coming once wasn't bad enough. They come back the next morning.
Yeah, it doesn't say in this story, but from everything he's posted online and various blogs, he basically left his house because he was fucking scared they were going to come back and went back the next day, and his front door was just fucking... like smashed in.
Yeah, they were just fucking with him, man.
With a tape, with a search warrant taped to it, like just laying there. And they took all his computers and shit and completely ransacked his fucking house and just left it like that. Now, I mean, he did create this fake boarding pass generator, which was to point out basically a security flaw that is like 3 years old. Like 3 years ago, it was pointed out by Bruce Schreiner and has been pointed out ever since. The reason he was picked on by the FBI on that Friday was Thursday night, Representative Ed Markley from fucking Massachusetts basically made a statement saying that this guy should be fucking arrested, and boom, there goes the FBI kicking in his fucking door.
Who's Ed Helling Hoover there, that guy you just
Ed
said?
Ed Markley, he's a representative.
He's an asshole.
House of
what?
Representatives.
Oh,
he's
right.
A congressman.
I thought you just meant like a rep. I was like, what kind of rep? Like,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Like a sales rep?
Yeah, he's an activist senator.
He's the senior member of the House Homeland Security Committee. On the website created to expose massive security holes. This is what he said. On Friday, I urged the Bush administration to apprehend and shut down whoever created a new website that enabled persons without a plane ticket to easily fake a boarding pass and use it to clear security, gain access to the boarding area, and potentially the cabin of a passenger plane. Subsequently, I learned that the person responsible was a student at Indiana University, Christopher So-and-so, who intended no harm, but rather intended to provide a public service by warning that this long-standing loophole could easily be exploited. The website now has apparently been shut down. Under the circumstances, any legal consequences for the student must take into account his intent to perform a public service to publicize a problem as a way of getting it fixed. He picked a lousy way of doing it, but he should not go to jail for his bad judgment. Better yet, Department
Fuck
of Homeland Security should put him to work showing public officials how easily one security can be compromised. A lousy way of doing it. It's a 3-year-old fucking loophole that still hasn't been fixed. It's been known, it's been discussed in a series of articles put together by fucking boingboing.net. And
dude, they wiped my shoes down when I went there, though. just...
Where?
JFK.
They wiped your shoes down?
They had some little, like, moist towelette, and they cleaned my shoes, and they analyzed it right there.
I just got back from Seattle, right? That was before... Yeah. When I went through, the fucking boarding pass, dude, for JetBlue was seriously, like, worse than a fucking receipt from the Gap. It was flimsier. The ink was more smudged. I looked at this thing and I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
You're like,
I put it in my pocket and walked around for an hour before I had the board, and I pull it out. It's all crumpled and shit because it's like the thinnest paper possible.
Well, dude, they really shouldn't have to make a boarding pass that's like fucking watermarked and shit. It's just kind of stupid.
It is stupid, but... You know, then they're, like, arresting this kid for creating a fake boarding pass generator.
Yeah, well, that's stupid,
come
too.
Come on. You know, it's. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah,
but
maybe we shouldn't just fucking fly anymore. We should give that shit up.
Where did you go when you went to JFK? Where were you flying to?
Ohio.
You went to JFK to fly to Ohio?
Yeah,
man, that's pretty hardcore.
JFK's closer to me than it is to go to any place else.
Yeah.
When I'm...
Yeah.
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 When you're close to JFK.
When I'm closer to JFK, JFK is closer.
So, I flew out of JFK as well. They did not swipe my shoes. I, in fact, thought security... Yeah. They're a fucking joke.
They did this.
Yeah.
They petted him with this little rubby thing. They petted him with a rubby thing like this.
Yeah. See, I...
And they stuck in a analyzing machine.
So the only reason they did that is because you're black. They were sending
That's
you a
probably
warning.
The case, dude. I got picked off of my color. Again.
But, yeah,
this
I...
happens to me.
The security was, like, minimal. I was expecting much more, to be honest with you.
Dude, no, when
it
I
It took
went...
me, like, 45 seconds to get through the security line.
Oh, no. I was there at, like, 5 in the morning, and they had me, like, everything. My belt was off.
When did
my
you
pants
go,
were down.
Mr. White.
Huh?
When did you go? What time of the day?
It was like
was heavy traffic?
6, 7 at night.
Was a lot of people there?
Five nah, it wasn't that bad.
Nah, I'm dead. It was D.E.D.
Dude, it's the
dip.
Old theme music.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Right? That's the radio.
How about we just skip that then?
It's the song that we were going to pick in the future for the theme music.
The world's most sophisticated Trojan is uncovered.
It's a ribs.
Ew.
Oh, bad joke. Bad joke.
I thought it was clever. Right?
It was, but it was bad.
Botnet software installs its own antivirus engine. Security experts have discovered a new spam bot software
with
that installs
French
its
tickler.
Own French tickler.
Really?
To distract you while it fucking spam bots everything else in
is
existence.
Is it called fucking anti-viewer? AV guard.
I want desktop weather.
Weather bug.
Weather bug. Weather reports right to my desktop. Or my... I want a widget that tells me the weather.
You know what?
It's so amazing. It has its own antivirus. Anti-spam scanner. It's just...
I want a spam scanner, daddy.
Don't start that shit again. Did you just take my news from me?
Yeah, I'm on the scene.
You just confiscated all the news stories.
Yeah, you've been fucking reading them for like...
Dude, Mr. White, why are you still wearing shoes? Minutes. Everybody else in the studio is shoeless.
Because you don't want me not to wear shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, forget it, man. Forget it, dude. I'm just
I
saying.
Went to the doctor the other day for a physical, and he did numerous things to me. Okay.
You'll ball jiggle?
There was ball jiggling.
Did he cuff them? Yeah, cuff them gently?
Father?
Huh?
Did he give you a how's your father?
He told me he was my father. I don't know.
Why do you always say that joke when you go to see a doctor? Is it like your real dad?
I don't... What do you mean, dude? I haven't been to
Every
a doctor
you,
in like 7 years.
Yeah, and the last time you
dude,
went here, like, he said he was...
Like, up in March.
Is he going to say he's your dad?
I don't know. I've
you
had a physical in 7 years.
Man. Yeah.
I've never heard this joke before. What does it mean?
All right.
Daddy's playing doctor again.
I don't
again.
Know what it means either.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Oh, I want a physical, daddy.
Dude, you're gonna read
We're
these.
Probably the only two people on planet Earth who think that's funny.
I know.
Yeah, it's only because we have Red Ball on
I
us
can,
right
I,
now.
I can,
We definitely got Red Ball on us.
I can definitely
So he told me a couple things, which I totally forgot where I was going with this.
I compensated your news stories to inspect them and see, you know.
One thing he told me was I'm fat. I need to deal with that.
Wow.
That's pretty hard. That's pretty direct for a doctor.
Yeah, seriously.
Straight.
Well, he said direct. Overweight. Well, I knew what he meant.
Morbidly obese.
Did you tell him you're big boned? You should have mentioned that.
Just start another growth spurt.
I didn't mention that.
Doc, I'm getting ready for winter. Give me a break, man.
Seriously.
And he told me he can make me do X-rays to prove me wrong. So stop lying.
There's your news stories back.
You can read them.
I don't want to.
I don't want to read them. Right. Either.
I'll read the beginning of the story, no. But I'm not finishing it.
Security firm.
I swear I'm not finishing it.
Security firm punctures Beastless patch guard.
Awesome.
Analysis. Security vendor Authentium has discovered a mechanism to get around Microsoft's controversial patch guard kernel protection technology, which is due to ship in the 64-bit version of its forthcoming Windows Vista operating system. Microsoft has criticized the move, claiming it put Windows customers at risk and vows to modify its technology to block the approach. Security firms ought to work with the APIs provided by Redmond rather than going it alone, it said, committed to open source. We continue to encourage all software vendors to work with Microsoft on supported design approaches that work with kernel patch protection, KPP, to ensure that customers can have a secure and reliable computing experience on Windows Vista and Windows XP 64-bit systems, rather than putting customers at risk by developing approaches that try to bypass kernel patch protection and as a result reduce the security protection of Windows, Adrian Robinson, director of Microsoft Security Technology Unit, told PeeWeek.
PeeWee!
The spat remarks that did it really say the spat?
Spat this yeah. Shit, bitch.
The spat marks the latest flare-up in the high-profile row between security vendors and Microsoft over PatchGuard. Technology designed to prevent rootkits from hooking into the Windows kernel that some security vendors claim is leaving them locked out too. Symantec was among the first to criticize the technology before McAfee picked up the baton with a full-page advert in the Financial Times decrying Microsoft's approach. Antivirus vendors are far from united in opposition to PatchGuard, however. Russian-based antivirus developer Kaspersky Labs was the first to say it had no problems with Microsoft on the issue. UK-based Sophos, whatever, followed up with a much more strongly worded statement essentially portraying PatchGuard naysayers as security ninnies who needed to grow up and stop throwing their toys out of the pram. Symantec and McAfee should have prepared better for Microsoft Windows Vista owned, Sophos said.
So how bad do you think Vista is going to be?
Yeah, is that like a general question? Like, guy, I think it's probably going to be pretty fugly.
I mean, there was like Windows 3.1 and stuff, and that was it was.
And I actually found those discs.
Awesome! Give me the rock on that.
Dude.
Windows 95, Windows 98.
Virtual rock down here, downtown Judy Brown.
It's a big city.
Sweet.
Windows ME 2000. Yes. XP.
We have a basalt.
XP.
Vista.
Granite, bitch.
I'm trying to make a statement
Which is gonna be the worst? I mean, is it gonna be the worst one?
Spar? Quartz?
Yeah, quite possibly the worst one. Because, you know, I really don't like
XP. Carnelian.
You know, like, I have to use it. Just because it's the only way I can play games.
Pumice?
And download porn. Safely?
That's not true.
I know it's not true. I can play games on other systems.
No, download porn. You can't play games.
Oh, yeah. Here's a little calcium coming at you.
He's fucked over there.
He's nothing so I've seen. You know, I've seen. I got a buddy that's running the fucking beta or whatever the release RC1 and sure. I got RC2. I downloaded it for that like 35-minute span of time where you can download that shit for free. Because I totally plan on doing that shit beta style for the next 5 years, so I don't have to buy it. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, it's based on appearance alone, which is the way we make opinions about things.
Yeah.
There's nothing that recommends it to me as, like, the next level of operating system technology.
It is the American dream, dude.
When you fired up the Mac Mini, that shit was much more solid-looking than Windows Vista.
Nice, dude.
Yes.
And based on the conversation we had in the past, it seems like that's built on better operating systems,
design, yeah.
Design than Vista is. What about you? What the fuck do you think?
Well, I'm trying to have a conversation here, and just Big City just totally stupens up the show.
Stupefy dubs everything.
Down the entire show.
Dude, that's the
last
whole point
week,
of my being here.
We had, like, such great conversation, I thought.
Did you guys listen to that?
About Scientology?
It was not a great conversation.
You don't think so?
It was way too long.
Dude, serious. Way too long for you because you have no attention span, as demonstrated right now.
That's not true. What the fuck are we doing?
Pretending to put a spoon of something in your mouth when Spoon Man comes on.
It's appropriate.
I mean, you do realize that this is a, audio medium, not a visual.
If right. I make you guys laugh, it's funny, right?
If you make us laugh.
So what are you trying to say? You don't
want
me on the show?
You're being chastised is what he's trying to say.
I don't want to wear a belt, man.
I didn't say that.
What I'm trying to say is I think Vista is going to go down as the most insecure version of Windows so far. Multiple reasons is it's much more complex and it has a much more complex set of enemies against it.
Right. So it's got, Symantec and McAfee Caffey against it.
Thus,
kernel patch system.
It's going to get fucking owned that much worse.
Dude, is the kernel going to be promoted?
If the kernel never gets promoted, it stays
it's
the kernel.
It's always the kernel?
It's always the kernel.
It's not like
and
first star?
Because that whole protect the kernel thing got punctured already.
Yeah, I like that. Punctured.
Fucking. I mean, that was like, that's like one of the big things. Like, hey, we did this. We're safe.
Yeah, the dude is saying, you should really follow our procedures so you don't ever break into our, Doesn't that defeat the fucking point of putting something through the paces?
Needle dick.
Punctured.
With needle dick.
Punctured.
Needle dick.
Wednesday.
Punctured.
Needle dick.
Wednesday.
Punctured.
Needle dick.
Wednesday.
Right. Okay, so
the public fears losing their fingers.
Thank you for dumbing that down for a minute.
To ruthless biometric thieves and fingerprint controlled future, apparently.
Right, whatever.
You think we should really be worried that if everything is fingerprinted that people are going to cut off their fingers?
Yeah.
It's already happened. I remember reading news stories about there's some Mercedes that you can have fingerprint things
inside
the car.
They also come with 6-foot snakes?
And no.
That would be awesome. Complimentary 6-foot snake.
Here's your complimentary copperhead.
Sorry,
have a cutter.
That's
a desert mammal that would never.
Somebody
be
cut off a guy's fingers to steal the Mercedes. So,
that's like Russian mafia style.
That's like a movie, dude.
It's hateful. It's definitely fucking hateful. No, but it's happened.
Wait, Russian mafia? I think we have an
it's
appropriate
happened.
Clip for that.
The
who's the Rav Bishop?
We've got a book for what?
An appropriate clip. For Schmeckle.
Yeah, we'd have to stand and stuff for a while.
Hold this hammer and sickle. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll stop it there. That was Spoon Man coupled with Bell Man. For 10 seconds.
So, you ready for, male birth control?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was called fucking being neutered.
Castration.
New patch.
I read about this, actually. Somebody, I read it somewhere.
Yeah, it's coming up or something like that.
Yeah, they haven't quite finished the testing on small Asian kids.
That was hateful.
No, just dude, it's not hateful.
Dude.
I'm very loving to small children.
There was a...
That sounds terrible.
And
it does.
On Stern the other day, he was talking about a news story that NASA is looking for people to lie in a bed and not move for 3 weeks straight.
Awesome.
To test stuff on, and they can't find people to do it.
Yeah, you know why?
Because lying in a bed for 3 weeks straight makes you insane.
Let me show you what that does to you.
What? Isn't it like atrophy or something it's called? Your muscle?
No, the bed becomes one with your skin.
Does it?
Yeah.
It can start growing in your bed, but...
The coils start... Well, yeah, but it takes like a year, I think. Not 3 weeks.
Here. They're called pressure ulcers.
Dude, if I was in a NASA test...
Go.
Let's see.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. That's on their skin?
It's a pressure ulcer, man.
What the fuck is that?
A bed sore.
That's nasty, man.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Yeah.
Turn that off, dude.
I know, what are you looking at?
I can't masturbate for at least 15 minutes now, thank you.
I don't even get an erection for 2 days. Unless I'm sleeping and I don't know what's happening.
You wanted to be educated. Now you're not so anxious to take that fucking job at NASA, are you? Doesn't have as much prestige as it used to, does it?
Oh, that sucks. Bed sores suck.
I hate to get bed sores.
Yeah, never be hospitalized. That's the fucking moral of that story. Your ass isn't going to get turned, and you're going to end up having ulcers on your fucking body like that. Bed sores, man.
Oh, that's gross.
Malice factor. That was definitely malice factor. That was vintage malice factor.
Vintage malice factor.
That was a friendly reminder from malice factor about why you don't lay in bed for too long, kiddies.
Right.
Next week, we'll have something else for you fascinating.
That was a shitty promo. Do it over.
I can't do it over. I can't do shit over for you just on command. It has to be spur of the moment and random.
What the hell was that?
It was a blue jay, actually. I'm glad you asked. That's Avianus corporealis.
That was a segue into a conversation about bird watching you've been wanting to have for like the last 6 months.
Yes, birds are actually looking for test subjects so they can perform small rudimentary egg-eating tests on them for 3 weeks straight while sitting in an armchair.
You know, I just want to give a personal fuck you to avians.
Avians?
Yes, avians.
All birds?
Yes.
Dude, that's messed up.
This blanket hate, man. I'm sorry. A carpet bomb.
Yeah, but you don't realize that
I
am...
prejudice, you know? Like, that was prejudicial carpet bombing right there.
You don't realize that I am the friend of all avians. I was dubbed so 3 years ago.
Are you trying to say that you're now my enemy?
I might have to take personal offense to that. I even explained this one time to Mr. White. He doesn't remember, though, because he was... not of this earth at the time. But he was sitting next to me. But he was having an out-of-body... He was having an out-of-body experience. But I explained to him how I became friends with all avians. Now we are all akin with one another.
Why? Birds suck.
Shut your pie hole.
Is this compelling radio for you?
Large.
We're having a conversation here. You don't want to contribute to this?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's easy, isn't it?
I totally, like, blanked out.
Now, let the first, you know, hooker without STD, you know, or whatever, however that saying goes.
What is that saying?
It's a real saying, trust me.
Why do we have two Limp Bizkit songs?
Why do you have a Limp Bizkit CD?
I took this from someone.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I seriously don't want a Limp Bizkit CD.
Okay.
I don't know why I laughed like that. That's not even my normal laugh.
Yeah, that definitely was not a normal laugh. Was that your avian-inspired laugh?
Shut up, man, you ogre!
Alienware got caught trying to fuck with reviews.
Yeah, they put the pinch on what was that game site?
IGN?
Hexus. Hexus.net.
Oh, Hexus.net. Yeah, they...
Which you think kind of sucks as a site.
Yeah, it does suck as a site. But then, yeah, basically, Hexus asked him for some evaluation hardware, and Alienware said, fuck you, because you gave us some bad reviews last time around, so you're not getting our shit. And then someone said that's part of their corporate global strategy to market their products.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't fucking happen ever. That's why journalism shouldn't be in bed with the people that they're reviewing. Which happens a lot in game journalism.
Yeah. All too much.
This song sounds like shit.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it
really... like it's peeking out and crap. Or it's not peeking, but it's like crapping.
Is it? It's like a shitty copy of an MP3 that was probably like...
Yeah,
off
Napster.
Of a scratch CD that was fucking downsampled and
from Napster.
The person I got this from has like the shittiest music collection I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah, obviously.
Twice
was it me?
Over. Hey, when you gotta? Never mind. I'll talk to you later about that.
Was it
SanDisk next year.
You got.
That's what I'm jabbing at you. I'm jabbing at you from far.
Yeah, and it's not even that funny, man.
I know, man. And you keep on
thinking
offense to it.
What is this avian thing? What are you talking about? I was totally spacing out.
I know you were.
I completely explained to you one day, Mr. White, while we were out camping. You did not pay attention at all.
We were pretty much intoxicated for 3 days straight.
You agreed with me that it was... This was like 3 years ago.
That makes it even worse.
I explained to you the story of how I became friends with all avians. And I was admitted as one of their kinsmen. Now, Mr.
Right.
Malice Factor.
That's
over
right,
here
and you know, and
just
that,
keep saying
you realize you're
avian
peeking out like a
blanket.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I realized that. Because I'm very heated in this topic matter.
But check this out. It's kind of like, I think he's trying to say it's almost as if he's in that Japanimation version of The Hobbit when those fucking hawks come down and.
There's the eagles, man.
Yeah, the eagles, whatever, come down and.
You know?
Like, rescue those fucking whatever.
Yeah, Solid Snake sucks.
Yeah, and
dude.
What's that got to do with avians?
Dude, are we just
sucking
gonna like
ass?
We're going for cheap shots now, huh?
Oh, we're going really cheap.
You flipped me off too.
I mean, do you even
want to
talk about how SanDisk is gonna secure online sales?
You can take your SanDisk and stick it up your doctor's ass.
It's getting ugly now. This is fucking spewing invective.
My dad's my doctor.
Oh, man.
How did that go?
Mr. White's done. He's packing up for the evening.
Really packing up?
Not really.
There's no reason for him to be here anymore. I mean, he stopped reading the news stories.
Just kind of sulking. Sulking?
Yeah, but, you know, they're securing online
put these in
sales.
The trash, you fucking piece of shit.
You said they're securing...
You picked those up right now.
Yeah.
No,
you fucking pick them up. Fuck you, dude. Pick them up.
Yeah.
Maybe later when you're not looking and you don't realize it.
I'm getting a goddamn Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna get a fucking broom handle, beat you.
So, are you trying to say they're securing online sales? Like, they're getting sales?
I'm not saying anything. We'll talk about it next time.
No, why don't you hand me the article?
Blizzard
I'll read it.
Is smart.
Fuck Blizzard.
Don't
okay.
read the article word for word.
Why not?
You gotta paraphrase.
Dude, this is like a fucking 4-sentence article. How do you want me to paraphrase that?
Read it like a parrot.
You know my prejudice against avians,
no more
man.
Red Bull for you. You're cut off. You're done.
I definitely needed it, though.
SanDisk will next year bring secure computing to its USB flash drives in a bid to persuade online banks, auction houses, and retailers to use them to minimize unauthorized and fraudulent transactions.
Basically, to buy something online, you're going to have to use a USB key. That's like authentication.
Do you agree with that?
I think that's bad.
It's annoying. We got that shit at work. Hardware keys? Fucking really annoying.
Do you? What kind you got?
It's brown. I can't think of what it's called, though.
You're worthless.
You fucking avian lover.
It's really
lover.
Annoying, actually. Shut up! You orc-fested brain slime boy! God, I can't even think of an insult!
I know. You're vulnerable, and I sense that, so I'm kicking you.
Yes, I see you're pouring salt in my wounds like Carthage.
Carthage.
It's very uncool. It's like an iodized salt. Sea salt. Which is extra flavorful.
Dude, what's with the vulture in the Register's logo? Another avian fucking thing.
The carrion birds are coming for you, Malice Factor. They'll soon get you. They'll eat your rotting corpse.
How do you feel about using... Dude, fuck talking about this shit.
He crumpled the article. Wow, and nice, he completely fucking missed throwing it at Big City.
Shut up.
Actually, it did touch the top of my coif.
That's a great word.
You do have a coif.
I do have a very coiffish today.
Damn, coif.
Did you call me a fucking avian?
Yeah.
Serious subscription.
Where'd you get the GNR shit from, man?
I'm the same person with the same bad, Oh, wait, no, I got that from you. Big
that
City.
That is Big City, not Miles right. Factor.
But I don't have any little biscuit.
Don't make me play Rape Me.
Hey, is Axl Rose really...
He's on tour.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
He's in Lebanon.
Has he got...
He's on tour in Lebanon. That's so...
In the Green Line?
Yeah, man. He's having some velvet sprouts and shit. Beirut.
Okay, so, that's it. That we're done.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta play the...
FBillRadio.com. If you want to hear a song, email us the MP3. We'll throw it in the rotation. Radio@FBillRadio.com.
All email is appreciated.
All email is appreciated.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. And even if you are a stupid Scientologist, feel free to email us.
If you happen to know what happens when you go to hell.
And, oh my god. And, let's see. You can catch us on dphackradio.org on Friday nights.
It's Diamond Dallas Page.
Shouts to the, Hack Radio crew. The whole DDP for putting us over. Catch us on hackermedia.org and lots of other great stuff on there as well. And check out the website. Oh, I almost forgot. If anyone uses Delicious, and we'll post this up on the homepage, but it's del.icio.us. It spells delicious with a couple of periods in there.
Yeah.
Social bookmarking.
Social.
So there's an FBill account. Yeah. What
the hell's bookmarking?
Sharing
my shit with you?
Just be quiet.
All right, keep going. Right. I'll talk to you later.
It's basically a social bookmarking site. I'm sure everyone's fucking well aware of that.
Except me.
Except for you. Because you don't even have internet.
Right.
And yeah. Basically the account is FBill Radio, all one word. The password is FBill Radio. So you can go on there and post up stuff that other FBill listeners can check out, and links for everyone to look at, stuff for us to read on the show, articles to talk about, basically anything you want us to check out.
In other words, you, the listeners, can do our work for us.
Yes. To make this show even crappier than it already is.
And make sure you post up lots of articles about Scientology toward that end.
We will claim all the fame and fortune from your posting, though.
So, anyway, yeah, we'll put up a little thing on the website about that.
Yeah. Right, you guys got a tuning fork?
No.
No.
All right.
What do people use?
Race One's got a tuning fork.
Yeah, I know he does. Dude, those things are fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, they car. Yeah, the car.
Yeah, the car.
We could break.
Yeah, the car.
Engines and shit like that with them.
Shut up.
Yeah, the car.
Yeah, the car. That's coming to be a sound clip. Actually, I tried to pull sound clips from the last episode I listened to you guys, but the music prevents me from doing it.
Good.
Yeah, good. This way no one can pirate us.
Yeah.
Copyright infringement.
That's right. Yeah, I'm trying to make a best of, and it's going to sound like ass, monkey, blizzard. Yeah, the car.
Our best ofs will be like, oh, show material. Maybe, because you totally failed at making a new intro. Maybe
yeah,
if we
completely failed. That was a colossal failure.
Maybe because I don't have internet.
Maybe,
how am I supposed to do shit like that without internet?
Shut up. Maybe we can make a clip show for, like, the new year or something like that.
That's definitely what I was planning on making it for.
Right. I'm sure you were.
Were you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Avian lover.
I even have stuff marked on paper.
Sure you do.
Right.
Did you call me avian lover 10 seconds ago?
Yes.
Stick that blue ball right down your face. I'm gonna go rupture your nostril and fucking pull out your shit through your nose with a blue circle. A death globe.
All right.
Come on, you Egyptian. What do you got to say?
Just call him an Egyptian.
I'm an Egyptian.
That's why he got Israeli hate mail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Should we just not play this song?
Yeah.
Ever this, again?
Yeah. Please, want to take that out of the rotation?
No. Now I'm definitely leaving it in.
I'll put these back on the floor. Oh, man.
Sweet. Why are we just dragging this on? Like
I don't
a fucking
know why.
Yeah,
animal.
What the fuck is the... Why are we doing this to ourselves and our few
We
listeners?
Actually don't want to talk when there's no music.
Nice Megatron clip, by the way.
Thanks.
Props.
Hey, here's a... I'm not sure. Just give me a rock. I can't give you a good name for rock right now.
Right. Virtual rock.
Yeah, I was gonna give you like some feldspar or something.
Feldspar.
Feldspar me, man.
This is so boring.
Right, so what are we doing?
Let's just stop.
End it.
What if I don't want to end it?
Well, I'm just not going to participate anymore, like I have been for the last hour and 20 minutes.
I'm just not going to say anything else. You can just do that by yourself.
Really? So, cut the mics.
Did you say later?
Later. Cut the mics.
See you.
Here we go.